Good morning. High pressure is producing clear skies and light winds across interior New York and New England this morning. And with the fresh snowpack, temperatures have dropped off substantially in many locations, waking up within a few degrees on either side of zero. Some places in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, closer to 10 above, but it's cold everywhere. It's also dry, as that high pressure center is dominating along the eastern seaboard. Eventually, though, it will track to the east and over the open Atlantic, opening the door for the next disturbance to head our way from the Midwest. It's not as powerful a storm as the last one, but it does have some moisture with it in the form of some light snow. So gradually, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and light snow will break out across interior New York and New England by the end of the afternoon. And many locations could have a little light dust of snow on the ground for the evening drive. As this system continues to work its way through after dark tonight, snow will lift to the north of the Mohawk Valley and I-90. In these locations, particularly the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, Central and Northern Vermont, will pick up 1 to 3 inches more snow overnight tonight. South of this line, we'll see a few scattered snow showers, maybe even some rain showers mixed in the valleys, as temperatures top out in the 20s today, but hold in the 20s tonight. As we get into the day tomorrow, even milder air will flow in on a south-southwest wind flow. So any morning snow showers will change over to some rain showers across most of the area by the afternoon. Still, some of the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stick with some snow with temperatures in the lower 30s while everyone else climbs into the lower 40s. A wave of low pressure will head in our direction from the southeastern United States on Saturday night and into Sunday. This will keep the unsettled weather in place. In fact, rain showers will be common Saturday night as temperatures hold above freezing, exceptions, of course, being across the highest terrain. And on Sunday, with some cold air across the high terrain, a mix of some snow and sleet, but most everyone else on Sunday will have rain showers and high temperatures near 40. With the milder air moving in across the weekend, locally dense fog is possible from location to location. The system will clear out for the early part of next week, and we'll go back to some sunshine on Monday and for Tuesday, with highs dipping back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow has been falling in Chicago to Detroit today with winter storm warnings in effect. The snow will gradually wind down for the Great Lakes from west to east as it heads in this direction. Meanwhile, an Arctic front currently near the Continental Divide and extending across the Central Plains will continue sagging farther to the south over the next couple of days. This will ensure a steady supply of very cold weather across the northern tier of the nation from Montana to Wisconsin, with sub-zero lows and highs in the single digits and teens. And mild weather will continue across California and the southwest with no rain or snow. It'll also be mild for the Gulf Coast and especially Florida, with the front expected to stall and then lift back north as a warm front. This front will bring widespread, moderate to locally heavy rain from Louisiana to the mid-Atlantic going into the weekend ahead of that front. Rainfall amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches are likely at this time, and flash flood watches have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 8 below zero, with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 4 above, the dew point 0, 83% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.49 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds in New York City in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, 1 to 3 inches of snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 19, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 8.1 inches for the month and 33 inches for the season, which is 5.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 57 set in 1925 and the record low 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m. 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening with highs in the lower 20s. More light snow tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the mid-20s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and snow showers in the morning. Rain showers in the afternoon with areas of fog lower 40s. More rain showers Sunday, perhaps some snow showers in the mountains. Also some fog near 40. Increasing sunshine Monday back into the 30s. Lower 30s with mostly cloudy skies Tuesday. Lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, and a chance of rain showers in the mid-40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.